Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, and happy Tuesday to you. I hope you've had a great day so far and that you are ready to contemplate and inquire into yourself right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Today, as a topic for our Tune In Tuesday, I would love to take a moment for us to contemplate what makes us feel really, really good. I'm talking that feeling of absolute guilt-free, just because we're worth it, just because we love it, just because it makes us feel good on the inside, kind of pleasure. When was the last time you did something just because it made you feel good? When was the last time you did something just for the sake of pleasure, without there being some sort of outcome that you're trying to reach, or without there being some sort of idea that you're wanting to fulfill, or, you know, without that practice or that experience coming from the level of the mind? Something that you did just to indulge, just to feel good. Usually that thing or that practice, it comes from the heart, right? It has this childlike connection where we kind of remember that feeling of being kids doing things just because we love them, right? Not because we want to be useful or we want things to make sense or we want to provide or we want, you know, do something good for the world or for our family or for our people, but just because we love it, right? Just because we love how it makes us feel. A couple of examples of that for me lately is I have been spending a lot of time swimming in really cold lakes and really cold water, which doesn't really make sense in a lot of ways. It just makes me feel really, really good. Other examples of that is I take a little walk in my little garden here in Sweden every morning, barefoot, even if it's wet, even if it's cold. I just really enjoy the feeling of the earth beneath my feet. You know, those kinds of things. I've had some really good moments with coffee and tea lately, where every single morning I take a moment to really meditate on what do I want to start my day with today? Do I want a really nice cup of coffee right now, or do I want a matcha? Something like that. And I sit with that for a little bit. And then when I've decided, and usually it's like an every other day for me, every other day kind of thing, when I've decided I take my time to make the world's most perfect beverage, right? I make the most beautiful oat cappuccino you have ever seen, or I really take my time to make the most amazing matcha latte in whichever thing I'm drinking. It's just that moment of enjoying that. It doesn't have a purpose. I'm not providing anything. You know, it's just because it makes me feel good and I really love it. And I love identifying those little moments in my day just so I can really be clear on, oh, wait, this actually brings me a lot of joy, right? This brings me a lot of pleasure. It brings me a feeling of contentment in my life. And it's a little thing, you know, making a cup of tea or making a coffee in the morning. But when you take your time with it and you know that this is something that's just for you, it becomes a ritual, right? It becomes a practice. It becomes really, really special. So I make sure I have those moments sprinkled in all throughout my day, not just once in a blue moon, right? But all the time, several times a day, moments that are just for me because I love how they make me feel. What is something that you have in your life that you know that you do just for you? Something that makes you feel really good. See if you can take a moment right now to identify at least five of those things, right? Write them down. Little things, little moments, little practices. Could be conversations that you're having with friends, or it could be a place you go. It could be a thing that you do, food you eat, something you drink, you know, something. Identify five things that bring you a lot of pleasure, that make you feel good, that are just for you. And the important thing here is you don't want it to be something purposeful, and I'm doing little air quotes with that. So not something that feeds the ego or the idea of being productive or being a good mom or a good dad or a good friend, you know, just something that's just for you, completely guilt-free, just for you. Identify those five things and then think about, when was the last time you really took time to invite them into your life? Make sure you do at least one of them today. How about right now? I hope you have a really pleasure-filled rest of the day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.